I'm Blair Palmer, and welcome to the Punks in Suits podcast, inspiring you to take the lead and be a force for change in your industry, your organization, and your own life. It's about being endlessly curious, making a difference, connecting with your purpose and with yourself, and taking the brilliant gamble of releasing the punk underneath your suit. Hello and welcome to episode 54 of the Punks in Suits podcast. I hope you are very well. Today's topic is something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while. I was driving along some time ago and had this kind of massive realization about a concept, a theory that I suddenly realized was a myth, or certainly in my experience, doesn't really hold true. And I've been wanting to share it with you for a while, and today is the day. So the theory I want to bust wide open is the theory about away motivation and towards motivation. So let me start by explaining to you how the theory goes, and then I'll explain to you why I think it might be flawed. The theory is that certain people are more away from motivated and other people are more towards motivated. So if you're away from motivated, all that means is that you're more likely to move, you're more likely to make a change, you're more likely to make a decision when the pain of staying still becomes too great. So you need to be quite frustrated, quite angry, in quite a bit of pain. A lot needs to be going wrong for you to actually get your ass together and make a change in your life. Most of us don't want to think of ourselves as being away motivated. We want to think of ourselves as being towards motivated. Towards motivated people, as the theory goes, are those that have a vision, have an idea, have a plan, and they work towards that plan. So it isn't the pain of the status quo that is motivating them to change, but the inspiration and the aspiration to do something even better, even more exciting, even more meaningful. We can already see that we would far more like to be a towards motivated person than an away motivated person. And yet, most people seem more away motivated. They may have some big plan, but the thing that makes them really get their arse in gear is the discomfort of the status quo becomes so great that they're forced to move. And in fact, it's something that I've been saying from the stage, that it doesn't matter how glorious the destination is that you might paint for the people in your team, the people in your organization, for your family, about how brilliant the future is going to be, they're not just going to move, they're not going to disrupt their whole lives, they're not going to make any sustainable change just because you've painted this glorious picture. Now, there are problems with both being away from motivated and being towards motivated. So, I mean, already from my description, you can see that thinking of yourself as an away motivated person kind of implies that you're rather negative and that things have to be quite negative and quite painful for you to do anything about them. And also, away motivation is often quite undirected. So you might have some vague idea that you want things to be better than this, but really your focus is on how unpleasant things are in the present and trying to get away from that pain rather than having some lovely concept, some lovely vision, some lovely plan, some lovely destination that you're really working towards. So we can definitely see that away is not an attractive way to live. But towards is also problematic. Because yes, it's inspiring, yes, it sounds so uplifting to have this goal that you're working towards, but it's always just out of reach. It's always just beyond where you are now. So you're kind of unhappy in the present because you haven't yet achieved the thing that you're working towards. And to be honest, most people who then achieve that realize that it's not quite what I was expecting. And then they have to kind of create a new towards motivation. So both away and towards are kind of problematic, but I think that they aren't actually even that relevant. I think that the theory that you're either towards or away, or towards and away at different times, in different circumstances, I think it's flawed. The process of change often goes like this. Things start going wrong. That builds momentum. It becomes unsustainable. The pain of staying still is greater than the pain of change. And so we make a change and we think that that must mean that we are away motivated. Even more so, we might actually cultivate discomfort and create pain, this concept of the burning platform and really selling into our organisation or into our team how dangerous it is for us to stay still. We may actually cultivate this because we think we need it in order to make change. But what if that isn't what's going on? What if what's actually going on is that the universe is trying to tell you something? Now, one of the reasons that I haven't talked about this idea of mine is that some of you may find this concept of the universe or universal energy a little bit woo-woo, a little bit out there. Is it really based in fact and science? You know, you're a down-to-earth person. So I just would like you to play with me for a bit. I have also struggled with the idea that there is a sort of universe out there. I'm not a religious person. I don't believe that there's a God who is making my decisions or who is planning out life for me and for the rest of the world. You may believe in God or you may have your own beliefs around that. For me, this idea of the universe is much more about energy. So it isn't about some sort of woo-woo spiritual belief. It is a belief that I have that there is energy in the universe and that we're putting out energy and that we're receiving energy back and that we can influence that. So that's what I mean by the universe. If you want to get in touch with me and talk to me about what you think this concept of the universe is, I'd love to hear from you. It's something that I'm really, really interested in and we'll be exploring more in the future, I'm sure. But for now, let me just talk to you about this concept of the universe and what the universe, in whatever way you want to understand it and however cynical you want to be about it, what the universe might be trying to tell you. So these first few clues about change are that we are slightly out of alignment. So you're getting a few clues. Things are kind of going a bit wrong. All the halogen lamps have burnt through their bulbs, or things are going wrong in the house, or the car's playing up, or something's not quite right at work. There are some tensions, but we initially step over them. They're just small things, and they're not that significant, and we get on with our lives. But then that noise starts to get greater. Things start breaking all at once. We fall over more or hurt ourselves more. The cracks start to appear in various different places in our lives at the same time. And it can get to the point where we can't ignore it. Life has become kind of a mess. At that point, we may feel like what we're experiencing is away motivation. I have to get away from all of this. But what if we look at it through a different lens and see that it isn't anything to do with being away or towards? It's to do with life being out of kilter. The energy you're putting out into the world is out of alignment with your true values and needs. And the universe is trying to point this out to you by giving you tons and tons of evidence that you are out of alignment, that you are out of kilter with your true self. Maybe you're plugging away at a job that's out of whack with your values, or you're trying to make the best of colleagues that you have to tolerate but you don't really enjoy. Or you notice that there are sacrifices that you're making at home to pursue a work goal, and that work goal might be very meaningful to you, but you're starting to wonder whether it has to come at this very great price. This is what lack of alignment looks like. And this lack of alignment creates negative energy and then results in negative energy back to you from the universe or whatever you want to call it. You may think you're handling it, but the universe is telling you otherwise. And the clues are there if you want to notice them. So it's not so much that you need a lot of things to be going badly for you to be motivated to change. But a lot of things are going badly because these are clues that change is required. This is the universe trying to tell you something. You have a few options at this point. So you can go around trying to fix all the things that are breaking or cracking or that you're tolerating. But I can tell you that more things will break and replace those things. So you can replace all the bulbs in the downlighters in your kitchen, but the bulbs upstairs in the upstairs hall will just blow instead. You can try to find ways to work around these relationships at work, but something else is going to go wrong. There's like a pressure cooker and the tension has got to be released somewhere. As long as the energy that you're putting out into the world of tolerating things that are out of alignment with your values, with your needs, with who you really are, is the same, you will still get back from the universe, things are breaking, things are cracking, things are painful, things go wrong. The universe is trying to tell you something. Equally, you can drop into something new and you can hope that things are going to be better. So you can leave your job or you can move house or you can get all the plumbing redone or anything that you think is going to solve the problem. But the energy will still be the same, the energy that you're putting out. Or you can change the energy that you put out into the universe. And this is a being thing, not a doing thing. Now, this is something that I'm only just working with now. I mean, it's been on my radar for a few years. I've been taking it more and more seriously. I'm listening to a lot of Jess Lively podcasts and doing a lot of reading about the universe and about manifesting and about attraction. So I'm not an expert, or I'm not sure anyone is quite an expert in this. But I can tell you some of the stuff that seems to make a really big difference for me. The first is to create an intention. Now, this is an intention about how you're going to be, not what you're going to do. My favorite intention is to be here now. I feel that I miss so much by not being present. And when things start going wrong around the place, I realize that, gosh, I'm not present at all. I'm on my phone all the time, or I'm working all the time, or I'm in one room, but really my head is somewhere else. So the very first shift that I normally make when I feel out of alignment is anything that will bring me into the moment. A month without my phone in my hand, I did that over the summer. Meditation, playing with my daughter and trying to stay present throughout that. Taking a walk with the dogs. Not listening to music or podcasts in the car, but instead noticing the scenery and what's going on around me. What you're doing is you're thinking about, or what I'm doing in that situation, is thinking about how I want to be, that I don't feel I'm being right now, and finding ways to be that now. So if you're frustrated at work and you want to get out of that job so you can be less stressed, what you really want is to be less stressed. So you're asking yourself, how can I be less stressed, or in fact, to put it more positively, how can I be more peaceful now? It is a state of mind not determined by your situation. You can read books about how to do this. You can find videos online, or you can just ask yourself, what could you do to help yourself to shift into this new way of being? How do you shift your attitude? So, for instance, if there's a meeting that you find boring and a waste of your time, how can you shift your attitude so you actually feel peaceful and present in that meeting? So this is the first piece, to think about what is the intention, what is the way of being that you want, and how can you be that now? You don't be that by changing the circumstances, because you will still bring the same energy to those circumstances and get the same feedback back from the universe. Instead, you change how you're being now. Secondly, be grateful. When I keep a gratitude diary, and I don't do it consistently, but I do have days where I sit down. It's the very first thing I do in the day, and I write down as much as I possibly can think of to be grateful for. Sometimes it's very easy, sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes I'm lucky if I can fill a page of my notebook. Sometimes I can do two or three pages of A4 without any trouble. But when I do that, and when I do that quite consistently, then I start to feel differently. The energy that I put out into the world is different. I notice, it brings me right into this present, and I notice what I have right now. So I really encourage you to do that. I'm a big fan of journaling. I'm a big fan of getting stuff down onto paper. And I really encourage you to do that as a second thing that you can do. If you're noticing this kind of jarring with what's going on in your life, things are starting to break, things are uncomfortable, there's a lot going wrong in a lot of different areas. Thirdly, and this is a tricky one, they're all tricky to be honest, but the third one is to let go of circular thinking. So you know the stuff I'm talking about. This is the stuff that you think about and that gets you more and more agitated. It's normally stuff that's happened in the past. He said, she said, they shouldn't have, I never, they never, I can't. It's all rooted in past experience, and you're dragging these thoughts around with you. Something a coach of mine said a long, long time ago was to tell those thoughts to talk to the hand. That's when talking to the hand was a new idea. Everyone was saying talk to the hand. And he told me to get those thoughts to talk to the hand. This is not stuff that can be resolved by thinking about it. You should know you've been thinking about it for days or months or maybe even years, and you're not getting any resolution. I've done this many times to say to myself, you know, thoughts, just talk to the hand, I'm not interested. And what I've noticed is that I've almost been afraid of stopping thinking about those things. I've almost been afraid that if I don't think about them, I might forget about them. And I've noticed myself saying to myself later on in the day when I'm quite good place, I'm feeling quite peaceful inside myself, what was that thing I was thinking about earlier that was really making me angry? And really having to rack my brain to think about what was it that was so annoying to me earlier on? And then I find it and then I'm annoyed all over again. There is no problem in just letting it go. You cannot resolve this kind of thinking by thinking about it. So brush it aside, tell it to talk to the hand. It cannot be resolved by thinking about it, and redirect your mind to something else. And I find redirecting my mind to being here now and to gratitude to be a really good alternative to cycling through old thoughts over and over again. And finally, my final tip, or certainly sharing with you something that I do, is to change your environment. So maybe change the route you take to work, or change something about how your house is set up or how your office is set up. Maybe even change your hair. This is something I'm going to come back to in a future podcast, because I've talked to a few people about this. Change something about the way things look around you. I'm sure many of you will have seen the advert on TV about the air freshener that changes scent every few minutes because we can get nose blind. We get so used to the smell that we can't smell it anymore. And so this air freshener rotates various different smells so you can actually smell it. Well, I think we can get a bit blind, eye blind, about our environment. And when you change the route that you're taking to work, or you change the setup of a room, or you change your hair or something like that, you create new stimulation for your eyes. And if you think about what your eyes are taking in, they're taking in a huge amount of information that then can change your mindset. In one way, it doesn't take much to change your energy. You need to adopt some new habits with new attitudes, a different attitude. But it does take practice. It's very easy to fall back into the groove. So you will have to be intentional about doing the things that I've talked about. But I really encourage you to give it a go and to let go of this idea that you need a lot of pain in order to move forward, or that the reason that you're not moving forward is because you haven't quite identified this beautiful towards motivation that you need in order to power through all the discomfort. You don't need huge pain to move forward, and you don't need a really crystallized image of the thing you're moving towards. What you need is to change the energy that you're putting out into the universe and get new energy back in. You may start noticing things fixing themselves. You may start noticing new opportunities. Stuff is just working out. If that starts happening, add it to your gratitude journal. Be grateful, notice it, and give thanks for it. But if it's not happening, or it's not happening straight away, don't worry about that. Worrying about that and saying all this magic that Blair talked about isn't happening, isn't working, is more negative energy. Even if everything I've said is complete rubbish, even if changing your energy doesn't really have anything to do with the universe and there is no such thing, it's got to be better than negative cycles of thinking, tolerating a great deal of pain, imagining that you're the sort of person who needs a lot of pain in order to make a forward movement, or being paralyzed and unable to make a forward movement because you believe yourself to be towards motivated, and it must be that if you're not moving forward, it's because you don't have a crystallized view of what to move forward to. This has got to be a better way of approaching this particular challenge and help you to move forward. So I would love to hear from you if you have experiences either of this kind of thing working, if there's anything else you want to add in terms of what made it work or any practices that you do, or if you really want to challenge this whole concept and maybe you have alternative ways of dealing with things when a lot of stuff seems to be going wrong at once and you're trying to work out whether you need more to go wrong in order to move forward or whether you need more clarity about the future. I'd love anything that you want to share with me about this whole concept. Do stay in touch with me at That People Thing. You can go to our website, thatpeoplething.com, and sign up to the newsletter. And when you do that, you'll get a free 5-part article series from me about leadership, plus the regular newsletters that I do about this show and other stuff that's going on. And you can stay in touch and share your ideas, your stories, any questions that you have on all the social media. We're on all the social media. And with information about that, here's the lovely Ivy Palmer.
You can follow our travel adventures on Instagram as A Brilliant Gamble and on our Facebook group, also called A Brilliant Gamble. Please join and share your travel stories and other brilliant gambles you've made or you want to make. Plus, for tips, tools, inspiration and resources about leadership and change, you can follow Mummy on Twitter at Blair Palmer and on this podcast's Facebook page, Punks and Soups. And finally, to find out how to work with Mummy as a coach or have her speak about leadership and change at your next event, visit the website at www.thatpeoplething.com. Thank you, hug!